up, guys? Welcome to the Controversial Podcast with me, your host, Brett Lechner.
Yeah.
Uncertainty. This, to me, I feel like is the number one thing that you really have to learn to love and enjoy if you really want to succeed in anything that you set out to. You know, because nothing is certain. So you have to love that uncertainty. You have to welcome it. You have to be friends with it. You have to love it. I don't know. It's almost like a lover. You have to love it. You know, you talk about professional athletes. You know, nobody's certain that they're going to make the NFL. Like, it's an uncertainty. Or Major League Baseball, any professional sport, tennis, hockey, you name it. But the uncertainty, you gotta love it. And with that, you know, loving the uncertainty makes you do things that you wouldn't do if you didn't love the uncertainty. You know, what I mean by this is, with loving uncertain, with not knowing the outcome, you're going to work hard. You're going to do what it takes. You're going to put in the extra hours of studying. You're going to put in the extra hours of effort. You're going to put in the extra hours of going through frustration. You're going to get knocked down, and then you're going to get back up the next day or the next evening or that evening, whatever, and you're just going to keep going no matter what, no matter how shitty things get. You're going to keep going because it's the uncertainty. As much as there's a lot of frustration that comes with it, there's a certain love and respect for it. You know, and that comes with managing, that comes with selling, that comes with anything that you want to do. Anything. It comes with podcasting. It comes with making YouTube videos. It comes with being a social media influencer. You just don't know, but you gotta love that uncertainty. Uncertainty is the name of the game. You gotta have an appreciation for it. You know, if you want to look in society, not many people lots of people can't handle the uncertainty. You know, but if you flip that, well, what is certain? You're going to die. That's certain. So why not, you know, live life to its fullest by welcoming uncertainty, doing things that you think are scary. You know, because the only thing that's really certain is we are going to die. That's it. You know, everything else is, you know, uncertain. Exactly how your life is going to go, exactly, you know, how many children you might have. You know, everything is uncertain. How many lovers, how many friends, how much money you'll make. You know, nothing is certain. So fall in love with the process. Fall in love with the uncertainty. You know, that's the beauty of it. That's, you know, when you don't get results that you're looking for, you keep going. You keep finding ways to get better. You know, that comes with everything. It's just, that's life. That's living. You know? That's the expression that all men die, but not many live. It's because not many people like to take risks, like to live in the uncertainty. The uncertainty scares the shit out of them. You know, it gives them anxiety, which, you know, maybe that's why the country's loaded with anxiety, because nobody can handle uncertainty. You know, but to me, that's where the magic is. That's where life is. That's where you truly start to live. It's when you truly start to break free. And that's when you truly start realizing there's only so many fucks you do have to give in a day. You know, and you'll just start excluding anything that's not important to you, that's not worth the risk of uncertainty. You know, so if you're looking to get a better career or a better job, which is uncertain, you know, you'll start, you know, putting in, you know, effort. Like, you'll start reading more books. You'll start putting more applications into places where you didn't even think you could go. You know, but you'll do stuff. And you realize most people aren't going to do that. Or, you know, most people give you shit for that. So you, why hang out with that? You know, these are things that you start to learn. You know, it's easy to take uncertainty for granted. You know, because you get frustrated. You're not where you're at. You're not where you're going. You're not anywhere where you thought you would be. But if you looked back at where you were when you started and where you are now, you'll see that you've gained a lot of shit. You've gained a lot of skills. You've made a lot of progress that you just still can't just see. And you've come a long way. And it's that addiction to uncertainty. You know, that you start to see. It's like, all right, I may not know things for a certain guarantee, but I'm just going to keep going. And why not? You know, why not make a mark on the world? It's, you know, I seriously ask, why not? You know, we have all these fucking people in government that are trying to always tell, you know, how we should live our lives. But yet, I wouldn't want their life. I wouldn't want to be somebody that, you know, tries to dictate people and fucking, like, make a country a fucking mess just to start some world, one world order. I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want that life. And most people don't. Most people just want to be left the fuck alone. But, you know, you're never going to get there if you don't learn to fall in love with uncertainty. You know, because nothing is certain. It makes you work harder. It makes you do the things that you never thought you could do. It makes you figure out a way. It makes you find a way or make a way. Uncertainty is the name of the game. You know, most people, if I ask, you know, I've talked to some people before who want to start a podcast, you know, but there's always a reason. You know, there's always a reason. Big reason. What if it doesn't work out? You know, that's everybody's biggest reason. What if it doesn't work out? Well, it doesn't work out. Well, what the fuck else are you going to do? You know, falling in love with that uncertainty, appreciating it, will make you keep going, figuring out new ways, figuring out new platforms, doing other things, learning how to control your voice, learning how to make your voice sound better, staying up a little extra a night if you have to. These are all the things that come with, you know, learning to make uncertainty your ally. It's an asset. Use it. I guarantee you, if you just learn to appreciate and enjoy the uncertainty that comes with things, you're going to be a more relaxed human being. You're going to be happier. You're going to do stuff with your life. I promise you. If there's any promise I can make, that is the one promise I make, is you will do a lot more with your life if you learn to just love and accept uncertainty. All right? Well, that'll do it for today's podcast, guys. Yeah, like I said, learn that uncertainty. And with that, I'll see you guys on another episode.